Chapter 3. Friends and Lovers. In 1964, in the middle of the swinging 60s, a new boutique called Bieber opened in Kensington. It was owned by the fashion designer Barbara Hulanicki. Barbara's family were from Poland, but they had moved to London after the Second World War. In the early 1960s, Barbara had studied fashion at Brighton College of Art and started making clothes, including a pink dress that became very popular and was bought by about 17,000 young women. Bieber had opened at just the right time and quickly became very popular. Many of its customers were rock stars, actors, and famous people on TV. But you did not have to be famous to go shopping in Bieber. The prices were not high, so students and young working women could afford to buy clothes there too. Many young women from outside London went to the city for the day just to go shopping in Bieber. They loved the short, bright dresses, skirts, trousers, t-shirts, high boots, and wonderful big hats. Suddenly, everybody wanted to own something from Bieber, and it quickly became the place to be. As you walked along the street, you could hear pop music from Bieber playing loudly. The people who worked there were young and friendly, and they wore clothes in the latest fashion. One of them was a beautiful 19-year-old girl with blonde hair and blue eyes, called Mary Austin. One evening, Brian May was at a concert at Imperial College, and Mary was sitting behind him in the audience. They started talking, and Brian asked Mary to go out with him on a date. Although they went out several times together as friends, their relationship was never very serious. However, Brian noticed that Freddie had seen Mary and was becoming very interested in her. Freddie often talked about Mary, so Brian introduced Freddie to her. Freddie and Roger were still selling clothes in Kensington Market, so Freddie often came to Kensington, and it was easy for him to visit Bieber to say hello to Mary. But he was very shy, and it took a long time for him to ask her to go out on a date. In Freddie Mercury, The Untold Story, 2000, Mary said, "Sometimes he was brave enough to come into the shop on his own, but mostly he came with Roger or somebody. This went on for 5 or 6 months. Finally, he asked me to go out on a date." Freddie first asked Mary to go out with him on the 5th of September, his 24th birthday. But she said no. However, he kept asking her, and a few weeks later she agreed. On their first date, they went to a rock concert. About 5 months later, they began living together in a flat at 2 Victoria Road, Kensington, with their two cats, Tom and Jerry. They did not have much money, so their flat was very small, and they shared a kitchen and bathroom with two other people. But they had a strong, loving relationship, and they were very happy together. Mary did not fall in love with Freddie immediately. "It took a long while for me to really fall in love with this man, but I could never turn away from him. His pain became my pain. His happiness became my happiness." Freddie and Mary continued living together for 6 years, and the first 4 years were very happy. But for the last 2 years, Mary knew that something had changed in their relationship. Freddie was not as relaxed or happy as he had been, and she did not know the reason. At first, she thought he was seeing another woman, but she also thought that perhaps he was gay. Later, in Freddie Mercury, The Untold Story, 2000, Mary said, "I could see that he was feeling bad about something, wasn't feeling comfortable." Then one night, during a conversation in the kitchen, Freddie told Mary he thought he was bisexual. In the 1950s and early 1960s, it was very difficult for bisexual and gay people in the UK to be honest about their sexuality. They often had to keep it a secret. It was a crime for a man to be gay, and some gay men had gone to prison. Many men had to pretend that they were not gay. However, on the 27th of July, 1967, a new law was passed by the British government. After this, it was not against the law for two men to have sex privately. But even after the 1967 law, it was still not easy to say that you were gay, because many people thought that it was wrong, and some people even believed that being gay was a kind of illness. In Queen's early years, many people did not know the truth about Freddie's sexuality. When they saw him performing on stage, they did not think he was gay or bisexual. In the early 1970s, a new kind of music called glam rock was becoming very popular. Glam rock stars mostly had long hair, dressed in women's clothes, and wore lots of makeup. Freddie loved glam rock because he could experiment with how he looked on stage. Mark Bolan and his band T-Rex were some of the first glam rock musicians to appear on Top of the Pops in 1971 with their hit song Get It On. Over the next few years, they were followed by other famous glam rock bands and singers like Alice Cooper, The Sweet, David Bowie, Slade, and Queen. When Freddie told Mary that he was bisexual, he was probably worried that she would be shocked and not want to support him. But Mary was pleased that Freddie had been honest with her, especially as after their conversation, he became much happier and relaxed. Although they were not lovers anymore, they continued to live near each other, saw each other often, and stayed great friends for the rest of Freddie's life. Many people believe that Freddie wrote the song Love of My Life for Mary. Freddie with Mary Austin. David Bowie. Slade.